think we do need to pray for a resolution.
For a resolution to what? To the food, medicine, and fuel shortages that are happening in Cuba. Hi, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Each night, TWR broadcasts Haven Ministries El Faro de Redención, or Redemption Lighthouse, into Cuba. And from Haven, we're joined by their president, David Woolen, and the host of El Faro, Danny Rojas. So Danny, David, what can we do today to help the Cuban people?
We can pray. You know, I've been in touch with a lot of pastors, just letting them know that we're praying for them. And I might add this, I've felt a particular burden to call people to pray.
The thing about prayer is that God instructs us to do it. And Jesus not only urges us to do that and gives all kinds of parable form and other kinds of direction. Matthew 6 teaches us to pray and then he models it. We don't know why God chooses to involve us in this way and to prompt us to pray and then be moved by our prayers. But when it comes to the way the Lord works, you know, his ways are higher than ours, his thoughts are higher than ours. We don't get to know how it works. We trust in him. And when he says, pray, we say, yes, Lord. And we get on our knees with a lot of confidence.
And Danny, what about specific prayer requests?
That God would solve this situation, that he would bring peace, political stability, so that people can eat, so that people can get around. You know, now how God makes that happen, I don't want to say, but I think we do need to pray for a resolution.
Please pray for Cuba. To learn more about how TWR and Haven Ministries are bringing the hope of Christ to Cuba, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.